White, J.E. White, Emma. Adelaide, South Australia. November 24, 1892. Dear children, I am thankful to God that I can report I am very much improved in health. I can walk better, sleep better, and am largely relieved of rheumatism. I cannot yet lie on my right side, but I am able, for two nights past, to sleep without the rubber air pillow. I can ride with my spring seat and not get very weary. This is a beautiful place. I would not object to making my home here if it was not so much on one side, but Melbourne is the center. We know not now where our future home will be, but we do hope for the guidance of the Lord. I cannot write you much this week. My head and teeth are troubling me, but I keep my heart uplifted to God. He will be my helper. I received an excellent letter from Frank Belden. I was so glad to hear that he was drawing nigh to God, for if he seeks the Lord with all his heart, he will find him. We are so full of business this week. We go to Melbourne next Monday. Elder Daniels has been sent here by Willie to help move us back to Melbourne. Ballarat is 75 miles from Melbourne. We stop over at Ballarat for 10 days, then make our journey to Melbourne. Willie will meet us at Ballarat, and we will be glad to see him. He is overloaded with responsibilities, but he seeks the Lord most humbly and earnestly, and the Lord will hear his prayers. He has an excellent influence. He has to be very closely confined to the office in Elder Tenney's absence, and we can only pray for him that the Lord will give him wisdom and grace, that he may make changes in the office that are so much needed. It is a hard place to put him in, but the Lord can help him. When we return to Melbourne, we will occupy nice rooms in the school building. The building stands separate, three tenements on George's Terrace. It is much more healthful than North Fitzroy, and I do not know about Preston. I enjoyed it there, but the rheumatism was dreadful upon me. Adelaide has a better climate, but it is so isolated from other places and churches. Spring here is superior. Parks are abounding everywhere through the city. It seems on one side, as we are situated here, that it is a way off in the country. We have had some very warm days, and for 3 days it has been windy and cooler. We have had plenty of green peas. String beans have just come. Strawberries, 6 cents per pound this morning. They have been much higher. The girls would get them only from me, but yesterday Emily went to market and got a box quite reasonably. We had all we wanted. Cherries are now ripe, 4 cents per pound. I should wish you could both be here, for this is a beautiful place. But I may not visit it again. I long to be real strong. Well, I will be thankful, for the Lord is restoring me to health. I was glad to receive letters from Emma and Edson. I know that time is very short, and I want to do my work for eternity. I have no time to lose, not a moment. I am not my own. I must render an account to God for my time, for the words of my mouth, for my influence. May the Lord Jesus give me of his Holy Spirit is my prayer. I pray for you both most earnestly, that the Lord will give you clear spiritual eyesight, that you may approve things that are excellent and shun every false path. For Satan has laid many a track that we cannot afford to enter. Much love, Mother. I will send you copies of letters written to others, as you will see, because this is so short. Mother, ask Elder Olson to let you see the two articles in reference to Oakland office. Mother, about the time we moved here, we sent a large mail to you. I do not remember whether all or a part was sent from Melbourne. We learned that somewhere in Nevada, the cars ran off the track and burned the Adelaide mailbags. Will you please tell me in reference to this matter? If the letters are lost, I cannot reproduce them, having no copy.